back with America Outdoors Radio, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the Alaska Sporting Journal, covering not just fishing and hunting in our great northern state, but also outdoors adventure, vacation travel, and more. Look for it at a newsstand near you. Next up, we're taking you to Alaska, specifically Valdez, Alaska, because on May 20th, a halibut derby is taking place there. With us here to tell you more about it is Rich Chafin. He is the owner of Bayside RV in Valdez. Rich, welcome to the show.
Good morning, John.
So, Rich, tell our listeners a little bit about the Valdez Halibut Derby.
Well, actually, John, we have, it's called the Valdez Fish Derbies because it includes about five different derbies that run from May 20th to September 3rd. It starts off with a halibut derby on May 20th, and throughout the season we have the Silver Salmon Derby, we have the Halibut Hullabaloo, the Women's Silver Salmon Derby, and the Kids Pink Salmon Derby. So we have lots of fishing and derbies throughout the season.
Wow, I had no idea. And I'll be honest with you, Rich, when it comes to fishing, you know, I don't think of Valdez as the go-to place. Whenever I think of Valdez, I think I'm like a lot of other people. I think of it as the place where the Alaska pipeline ends and all those oil tankers are loading up on oil. Had no idea there was such good fishing there.
Yeah, actually, John, it's or has been Alaska's best-kept secret. More and more people are discovering Valdez and the fantastic fishing that we have here.
One more thing we need to talk about when it comes to these fishing derbies is the prize money, because there's some serious money to be made here. As a matter of fact, the winner of the Valdez Halibut Derby, which starts again in May, goes until September 3rd, is $15,000 for the first place, the biggest fish. Likewise, $15,000 goes to the winner of the Silver Salmon Derby, and there is a raffle where everybody who enters any one of the derbies we've talked about gets a chance to win at the end of the season $10,000 if their ticket is drawn, whether or not they catch a single fish. So here's another question for you, Rich. When it comes to Valdez, are you fishing protected waters or are you having to go out in some pretty rough seas there?
Well, the port here right in Valdez is a very protected port, and that's where most of the Silver Salmon Derby takes place when the silvers come in August. To go after your halibut, you can go further out into Prince William Sound, and some actually get out into the Gulf of Alaska. So it depends. Sometimes the weather can get a little rough out there, but the charter operators watch the weather real carefully, and they just won't go out if they're predicting bad weather.
And my next question is, do you have quite a few charter operators that operate out of Valdez?
We do. I'm not sure how many we've got this year. It fluctuates every year, but we do have a lot that do both the halibut and the silver fishing in August.
And what about the do-it-yourself angler who's basically towing a boat? Is that an option as well?
Oh, yes. Definitely, you can get out here, and depending on the weather and whatnot, you can get out into some good halibut fishing just close by. And then, of course, the silvers and the pinks, once they come in, they're close by. As well as anglers can fish from shore. Once the salmon get in the port here, we have a place called Allison Point over there. It's real popular. It's hard to find a parking place sometimes, actually, because so many people fish there. And along with the fish, once they come in, the salmon, everything else is there. The bears, the sea lions, sea otters, eagles. It's quite a sight to see when the fish are in.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're making me want to go to Valdez. And I've got to ask about this shore fishing opportunity. Is this for the pinks? Is this for the silvers? What are you fishing for from shore?
Both the pink salmon and the silvers. Again, once they're in the port, you can actually catch them even on the Valdez side of the port. We've actually had two fish in last year's Silver Salmon Derby that placed that were actually caught in the small boat harbor.
Wow.
So, yeah, once they get in, they flood the port pretty good, and you can catch them in quite a few different places from shore. And again, as well as the boats, when the derby start, the harbor's filled with boats with people fishing.
All right, well, all sorts of reasons to go fishing at Valdez. Again, the Halibut Derby kicks off May 20th, and following that, there's all sorts of derbies that run through the summer for salmon as well, both silvers and pinks. Let's talk about places to stay. And that's especially where you come in with Bayside RV. Tell us a little bit about what you have to offer.
Well, we have 120 sites here at the park. We're located right on the bay. We have a waterfowl refuge out in front of the park. We get all kinds of waterfowl in here, about 20 different species of birds, from ducks and eagles to herring and sandpipers. And then just beyond the waterfowl refuge is the bay. So we've got a beautiful view here, a 360-degree view of the mountains that surround Valdez, and they average about a mile high. And you can see about 8 or 10 glaciers right here from the park. So we offer all the amenities, hot showers, bathrooms, full hookups, tent sites. So, yeah, it's really a great place to be able to stay. We're right close to the harbor, a block and a half from the harbor, and all restaurants and attractions are within walking distance.
Sounds like a great place to stay to me. And I understand that in the month of May, you've got a special attraction that you put on every day. Tell our listeners about that.
We do. We actually have one of the only permits in the state of Alaska that allows us to feed the eagles. So from May 1st through mid-June, we feed the eagles right here at the park every day at 5 o'clock. I feed about 22 pounds of herring a day. Yesterday, we had 41 eagles come in for that. And again, it runs through mid-June, and it's not because the permit ends, it's because the eagles quit coming. Once the salmon come in and they start getting in the streams, the eagles prefer that fresh sushi over my frozen herring.
Well, you can't blame them for that, can you, Rich? All right, one last question for you here, Rich. When it comes to getting to Valdez, obviously we don't have to explain that to our listeners tuning in from Anchorage, but what about our listeners in the States? If they wanted to bring their RV up and stay with you, how would they do that?
Well, the best way is, of course, there's only one road up to Alaska. And then another option that's become quite popular is renting an RV. So we have a lot of people that fly into Anchorage. There's 4 or 5 companies there that rent RVs. And you can rent an RV and then, you know, travel around Alaska, come down and see us. If you choose to stop in and see us, you can make reservations right online at our website, baysiderv.com. And then you can also check us out on Facebook. We post quite often on there with videos and pictures and kind of get an idea of what it looks like around Valdez and what it has to offer.
Well, Rich, I'll tell you what, you've certainly opened my eyes. I think you've opened up a lot of our listeners' eyes as well. So, folks, if you want to check out Valdez, Alaska and Bayside RV, you can do it by traveling up the Alcan Highway and making it a big, like, weeks-long expedition, or simply fly into Anchorage, rent an RV, head down to Valdez, and get a spot at Bayside RV. Watch the eagle watching that happens every day into mid-June. Bring your fishing poles and head on out for halibut and for salmon and more. And take in all the wildlife that's there too. And of course, the glaciers and the mountains. Sounds like an incredible experience. The website to go to, baysiderv.com. That's baysiderv.com. Rich, thanks for telling us about this on America Outdoors Radio.
You bet, John.